fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 24th of March. The purpose of today is to stock up on toilet paper. Do it now while you can. We all remember what happened 3 years ago. Right now, all the toilet paper you want is easily and quickly available. If you want to get the most for your money, you want to get those large rolls used in public restrooms. That's what I stocked up on. I have about 20 miles of toilet paper. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have with us Brady, the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters, and we'll be talking about the events today and how getting yourself a Liberated Rocket Heater will allow you to keep your home warm and cozy and save money in normal times, and during a grid down situation, stay warm when nobody else in the neighborhood is able to do so. Right, Brady?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I want to do a segue here to a little bit of a different topic here. Article published at DailyClout.io, it looks like, published yesterday by Diane Protet. She's an attorney. Here's the headline: Where's My Cycle versus European Commission? Tens of thousands of European women demand answers regarding undesirable menstrual effects following COVID-19 vaccination. Diane Protet is a lawyer representing tens of thousands of women in Europe suffering from undesirable effects of COVID-19 vaccination on their menstrual cycle. Well, on one hand, Brady, my heart goes out to these women. On the other, you stand in front of a locomotive coming at you at 50 miles an hour and don't jump off the tracks. How can you expect an outcome other than getting really hurt or killed? And they did this to themselves. Brady, are you aware there's a judge in France? You know, you're a busy guy helping run a factory over there. But there was a judge in France, and he had to make a decision. A man volunteered for the clot shot, and he died. The insurance company refused to pay life insurance, so the family sued the life insurance company. Mm-hmm. And here's the judge's ruling. The deceased individual may or may not have known that the clot shot could kill him on one hand. On the other, it was publicly available information, and he could have known if he chose to. So he ruled in favor of the insurance company, which I think was the right thing to do, quite frankly. So that all these women, tens of thousands of women, they all knew that the clot shot did not go through the normal protocols of a vaccine being tested and approved. There's never been and never will be a vaccine approved in less than a year, about 9 months. That can't happen, to go through all the testing necessary to prove a vaccine is safe, let alone effective.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brady, on one hand, my heart goes out to these women who are suffering, and I'm not sure I can even pronounce all these words here that of these menstrual cycle issues. A number of them I've never even heard of. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, including the last one being hysterectomy, which means once you've gone through a hysterectomy procedure, you can never have a baby again, can you, Brady?
That's not how biology works, no.
Precisely.
But
precisely.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with some of that stuff, and, you know, being kind of a science geek and a nerd, I actually have gone back, actually prior to, you know, even all the COVIDiot hysteria, but, you know, once upon a time, I actually looked up, like, a lot of the stuff that they were doing with, like, gene editing, and specifically the mRNA therapies, which I thought at the time, I was like, hey, this is some cool science fiction sort of stuff that maybe we'll see someday in my lifetime. And, you know, these were tests that were done on animals back in the early to mid-90s, I believe. And it was funny because, like, there were things that they couldn't figure out, okay, such as, you know, all of the mRNA subjects had, you know, all of the mammals had issues with a particular protein generation. The body was unable to make a protein that was necessary for placental formation in mammals, which means that it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're looking at rats, rabbits, or, you know,
people.
People, yeah, you might be able to get something that you want out of it, but when the cost is, you're not going to be able to produce, you know, it's also sort of out there. The other thing, I mean, like, I do kind of sort of agree with you that the judge was right, the information is out there, but at the same time, I would add that it's also a little bit more complicated than that, because, we have essentially undergone, like, one of the most complicated, complex, and advanced propaganda campaigns in the history of the planet, to be honest with you.
Well, we have. You're right.
And you know, it's just like, yes, the information is out there, but one, you know, reading scientific white papers is not something that normal people do. You know, especially, you know, if they're busier or whatever, what have you. But
that's assuming they read it all.
Yeah. And, but on top of that, you also have had pretty much all of the governments in the world saying, this is safe, trust us. You need to do this. This is safe, trust us. And it's just become sort of like a little chanting mantra. And it's like, what are you going to, I mean, you really expect normal people to sort of stand up to that and be like, well, you know what? I read 20 years ago that, you know, this stuff wasn't actually safe. But, you know, a lot can happen in 20 years. And, you know, I haven't really heard much beyond it. So even I was admitting, you know, hey, there's a chance they might have developed something that I didn't actually know about. But I couldn't find any evidence of it because I went to go and look for it when all of this stuff was happening.
Right, right. Did you happen to see the video of Dr. Fauci and the mayor of Washington, D.C., going door to door in Washington, D.C., attempting to convince people to get the clot shot? Did you happen to see that video?
No, he's one of those people where when I see him, I just click change channel.
Well, so the video, the camera's running, and it's an entourage of maybe 10 or 12 people with these two individuals. And they're in a neighborhood in Washington, D.C., a working class, high crime area, mostly African American. So they knock on the door. This African American gentleman walks out the door. He's on the porch, about 5 feet above the entourage, with a railing there. And they're trying to convince this gentleman to get the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Now, I don't know what his level of education was. You know, my belief is that probably not much past high school, based on his diction, his vocabulary, and that's just an assumption on my part. But the fact was, it was a working class, high crime neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And he basically read the riot act to Fauci, telling him that they can't develop a vaccine in 9 months. Mm-hmm. Fauci had a response that they could, and they did. And then as Fauci and the mayor was walking away to the next house and knocking on the door, he basically told him, you're running a fear campaign here. That's mm-hmm. what this is a fear campaign. And I've seen it both ways, and the people I know personally, where I've seen high school graduates that have figured it out and not got the clout shot because of what they've determined from what they know. And I've seen people with advanced degrees that couldn't figure it out and went ahead and got the clout shot. So it's not a matter of IQ or education. It's a matter of, once one person informed me, most people refusing it have a strong belief in our Lord Jesus Christ. That seems to be the one common denominator among those who don't get the clot shot. What do you think, Brady?
I actually think that there's a multitude of reasons. It's, you know, it's not just, you know, believing in Jesus Christ. It's also, you know, there are, you know, people on the higher end of the IQ spectrum like myself that, you know, have read some of this stuff and, like, actually are able to, you know, skim through it, understand it, get the gist of what's going on and say this is no good. There's also people on the lower end of the IQ, you know, some of the guys I served with who, you know, just sort of understand history and that, you know, certain things like the government is not necessarily something you should jump in bed and trust right away. They understand some of the things that have, you know, been done, particularly to, you know, soldiers and sailors and stuff in the past we've been experimented on. And they're just saying, hey, you know what? I don't trust you. I don't believe you. And that's that. And nothing you can really do or say is going to, you know, convince me otherwise. So I think there's a whole multitude of reasons. But yeah, belief is certainly one that I would also put up there as well.
When I got my orders to go to Vietnam, I was in military intelligence school in Baltimore, and they lined us all up to get what was called at the time our overseas shot series. I think it was six or seven, or it was about six or eight injections. I remember at the time I was 19 years old, about to become 20 that summer, and I got these injections, and I walked away. They hurt a little bit, and I thought, man, this is great. I can't get bubonic plague. And I felt like I was 10 feet tall and bulletproof at the time. Now, when you got your injections in the Navy, did you have a similar feeling?
No, it was one of those things where they basically had us line up and marched us through, and I think we got 12 or 13 injections.
Whoa, that many.
And we're doing stuff a little bit different. But, yeah, we got a whole bunch of them. And it's like, you know, especially when you have corpsmen standing on either side of you, you're getting needles in both arms. Like, you don't even really have time to ask, like, hey, what is this? Can I see the side effects and stuff like that? And then, you know, I was getting ready. Well, I got deployed on short notice once, and Doc couldn't find my medical record because he pulled it out and played with it. So they sent me back up to the, hospital on lower base to go get some more. That one was a little bit quicker, and you know, then they
well, they handed us a piece of paper called our shot record, which was a card stock, maybe 4 by 6 inches folded in half, and I treated that thing as it was pure gold. I would never, I kept it in the most secure location ever because I did not want to go through that again, getting all those shots all over again.
Yeah, well, I turned mine into the doc on the boat, and then, you know, he's supposed to be the one keeping track of it, not me at that point, and so I was off doing whatever I was doing, and then he calls me into his office, and he's just like, hey, I can't find your shot record. Like, look, we're all in the military. I understand you got your shots, but I can't prove it, so I need you to go up here. And so he sent me up again and just, you know, pap, pap, pap. And then, like, 12 hours before we actually leave, you know, we're casting ropes off, he's like, oh, yeah, I found it. I stuck it in a box of stuff to go do something with. And,
oh, boy. How disappointing that would be.
And it was funny, though, because I asked him, I was like, you know, are there going to be any like side effects or anything for me getting dosed twice with that stuff? And his look and expression was like, does it actually matter? You already got it. And I was just like, well,
right,
I'm just...
Right. Well, I know you're a busy guy. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Listen to my archives. Would be Wednesday, beginning about 7:25 a.m. and going till 9 a.m. Dr. Todd Callender, attorney Todd Callender. He represents several thousand men and women, active duty and prior military, who got the clot shot and are suffering the effects of it. They refused to get the clot shot and are suffering the legal effects. Basically, what he told us, Brady, is that the U.S. military, due to the clot shots, is no longer in a state of readiness to defend our country from Russia and China. That was his conclusion. And I would urge you and all our listeners to listen to that 90 minutes of Wednesday from 7:25 a.m. till the top of the second hour. It's very revealing. It really is very revealing. He represents the female lieutenant colonel down there in Huntsville, Alabama, lieutenant colonel and flight surgeon who's in charge of certifying whether pilots are or not physically fit to command these and pilot these military aircraft. She tells everybody in her sworn affidavit that all military pilots should be taken off flight status because of the clot shot, and a lot of these pilots apparently are turning in themselves to the Army, saying, I can't do this anymore. Their cognitive abilities are harmed. They have health issues, and the military spends about $1 million per pilot to get them up to the point when they're ready to do this, aren't they, Brady?
Yeah. You know, I certainly believe that the military's readiness status is suffering because of this, although I would also add that I don't believe it's entirely due to that. A significant portion of why the military readiness is suffering so much is, you know, yes, the clot shot has plenty to do with it, and is reason enough on its own, but I would argue that we're not ready because we're not actually building a military that wants to win. Our military has become some form of welfare and social security, job markets sort of stuff. And, you know, call me whatever you want, but I would argue that having a female lieutenant colonel is a big part of why the military is not ready. Women should not be in the military if you want to win. The job is there to kill. The job is about winning a war. And I'm sorry, but I don't believe that women should be in the military.
Well, and their proper place has always been in the medical corps, where they do a great job. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. And we're back. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters, wood-burning stoves that have no smoke, that are rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. We have with us Brady, the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters. And now we're back. I think we're back. Okay. Now we're back. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters, wood-burning stoves that are 99.5% efficient wood-burning stoves with no smoke, the only wood-burning stove we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. With a nice 16-inch diameter flat surface, you can cook a meal, make a pot of coffee, heat up some water, and doesn't take up. This is a indoor stove, isn't it, Brady?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I don't really understand the outdoor stove. I mean, I do from the insurance perspective, but, they're like, insurance is one of those things, like, why do you have any say over? No, absolutely not. No.
Well, my neighbors with the outdoor stoves, they literally have dump trucks come there at least two to three times during the heating season to dump off tons and tons of firewood. These wood-burning stoves go through a tremendous amount of wood, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, let's go get groceries for the week. All right, well, are we going to take the Ford Escort or Econo car, or are we going to jump in the one-ton truck with a 454 gas engine? It makes no sense. They're so wasteful. There's so much heat lost. To the outside, to just inefficiencies in all of the different systems that it takes to sort of make that stuff work. And it just doesn't add up to me at all. It just seems very expensive, very wasteful. And the Liberator is sort of built from the bottom up around efficiency. Efficiency in fuel, efficiency in heating. You get more of the heat, stored chemically inside the wood out when you burn it in a rocket heater. You also get more of the heat that's produced by the burning into your home with a rocket heater. And I've talked with some very knowledgeable people, as well as some very just curious, what is this thing? Is it, we're looking for a new stove, what is this? And it's one of these things, like, from the ground up. And a lot of people don't really understand just how inefficient a lot of other stoves and stuff are out there. But
Now, a little question for you, Brady. If you want to get the maximum amount of heat with a rocket stove, where would the damper be set? Full open, one quarter shut, half shut? Where would we get the maximum amount of heat?
Well, that actually depends on the flue, because, like, the heater is important, But the flue that you have and you operate with is actually very, very critical. It's a critical part of the system as well, right? It's like if you go spend, $1 million on a supercar, but then you get, super bald, cheap tires, from a secondhand tire dealer, for $25 a wheel. Like, that makes no sense, because you're not going to be able to see any of the power out of that. The flue is critical. And so, like, if I had a guy that had it installed in the basement of a two-story farmhouse with a very steep attic that had sort of been refinished out. So really, three stories on top of that. And that guy, for him, at his place where he was, his house, on top of a hill, he had so much draft generated by his flue that he actually had to install a second damper and, crank that one closed a good part of the way. People who install them in, like, a single-wide mobile home, pre-manufactured housing, the Liberators are certified for that application as well. But typically, a lot of times, you'll only see like a 13, 14, 15, maybe 16-foot flue. And, it's one of those things. For something like that, absolutely running it open is probably going to be the best thing to do.
Okay, we don't have time for another caller. We'll try to squeeze this in really quick. James, we're almost out of time. James in Vancouver.
Yeah, let's try some biochemistry now. What the shots do is take nitro out of the DNA, and if you want to reverse the effects of the shots, simply add nitro back into the DNA.
Okay, James, thank you, sir. We got Rondi on the line. Brady, thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll have you back next Friday.
Always good, John. Bye.
Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Rondi in beautiful Colorado.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots of information there. Much of it is literally not available anywhere else on the internet. Literally, not available nowhere else. The intelligence briefing put together at my website by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent, posted nowhere else on the internet. I asked him. It's been a number of years ago, if we could publish his articles at the latest intelligence briefing. And he said, sure, John, let's go ahead and do that. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, his articles are published nowhere else on the internet also. And, of course, products that you'll find there that will help you achieve your goals, such as the Energy Cleaner, Liberator Rocket Heater. You check those out. Keep in mind, when it comes to the Energy Cleaner, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly, highly unlikely to do, but I do that at thelibertyman.com. You want to order your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, just give by a toll-free our line a call. It'll take your order at 800-592-9543. With patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Rondi. Rondi lives in beautiful ski country of Colorado, where people come from all over the world to go skiing. She runs a retail business there. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating LifeVantage products in your life will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Rondi.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, my dear. It's springtime here where I am. The bugs are out, the flowers are blooming, but you still have how many inches, feet of snow on the ground there where you are?
2 days ago, it snowed probably the worst snow of the season, and I had a foot of snow at my house, and it's 27 degrees today, but the skiing is spectacular. We've had a lot of snow this year.
All right. Well, that's good for the ski resorts and the related businesses, and I'm glad to hear that that's good for everybody there. Rondi, I was just reading an article here, and I'm going to get back to this in a moment. Let's see where we are here. This article is published at dailyclout.io. The author is published yesterday. The author is Diane Protat. She's an attorney in Europe. And here's the headline for the article, Rondi. In quotes, first of all, "Where's my cycle?" versus European Commission. Tens of thousands of European women demand act answers regarding undesirable menstrual effects following COVID-19 vaccination. Now, you may have heard some of these things. They're listed here. Many of them I haven't heard of. If I try to pronounce them, my tongue will get twisted up and back and forth. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then number 7 is hysterectomy. So these women, tens of thousands of women, maybe millions, out of fear, out of ignorance, out of coercion, got the COVID-19 vaccination, only to find out that they're having these menstrual cycle issues, up to and including having a hysterectomy, which means they can never have children again, can they?
Exactly. And actually, yesterday, I had a customer in the store who is just getting over a hysterectomy. She's the second person in the last 6 months that I know that has gotten one. I have many friends who have disruptions in their cycles who did get the clot shot. But another very close friend did not get the clot shot, but she's surrounded by all of her coworkers that did, and she's one of the people that also had a hysterectomy. So it's because of the spike proteins we're all being connected there for disruption.
That's a shame. For the time being, I won't be visiting my daughter, my grandchildren, for that very reason. I've worked hard for decades to stay healthy and be healthy, and I'm not going to shorten my life or cause adverse health reactions myself because of the ignorance and fear of my daughter and her family. I'm sorry they're ignorant. I'm sorry they did that, but I'm not going to put myself at risk because of their ignorance, and so I'm simply not going to do it. The effects of this will go on for decades in the future, won't it, Rondi?
Yes, I believe so, but I also think that there's always hope. We can't live in fear because that's what they want. We also have to keep our immune systems at a very high level, those of us who did not get the clot shot. We have to stay as healthy as possible. I have no choice. I'm with people all day long, every day, that have had the clot shots. But I take LifeVantage. I do other things to keep my immune system at its highest level possible.
Well, I agree with you. We can't and should not live in fear. I don't live in fear of my daughter's decision. I just decide to not expose myself to what she's done to herself. And that's an unfortunate reality, but that's my reality. Rondi, I have here in front of me the three LifeVantage products I take on a daily basis. First of all, a full bag of Axio packets. This is a healthy energy drink. I got sour cherry. I already drank a quart this morning, which I do every morning on Monday through Friday while I do my show. A bottle of Protandim Nerf 2, which I take every morning, and Icy, that's India Charlie Bright, Icy Bright, which is a supplement to help your vision. I enjoy excellent vision and want to continue to do that. The Life Vantage products will help people achieve their goals, won't it, Randy?
Yes, they will. And the only thing I'm allowed to say by the FDA is that Protandim NRF2 reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. And I do not work for the company, but I am an independent consultant. So absolutely, I like to share this product.
Well, thank you. Ronnie, going back to the women you know who've suffered having to get a hysterectomy, how many, if any, have made the connection between the clot shot and this surgery they had to have, the hysterectomy?
The one friend that did not get the shot who had the hysterectomy completely attributes it to the connection she's having with all of her coworkers. And she's one of two people in her entire office that did not get the shot.
So tragic. Now, has she had children? Would she have liked to have had more children? What was her status?
No, she's close to my age. So she's had her two kids that are in their 20s. And so she's fine. It's just, it's unfortunate that we have to worry about that situation. But I was saying more that your daughter, with her situation, there's more fear because people did go out and get the clot shot.
I know.
And that's what the government was trying to instill in all of us, to be fearful and go out and have this horrible thing done to us.
Well, this is information. This should be on mainstream news, that tens of thousands of European women demand answers. They were told by their governments, this is safe, this is effective, no worries. They were lied to, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And there's also articles previously in the last, 10 years of Bill Gates and his agenda to sterilize the population of certain countries in Africa. So there's ingredients in the clot shots that are causing sterilization not only of women, but also of men.
Well, I've got the video. Bill Gates gave a TED Talk. I don't know if he gave more than one, but this one particular TED Talk, he very plainly states that the vaccines will reduce the world's population. No ifs, ands, or buts. Could not be more clear. And that's exactly what his agenda is, isn't it, Rondi?
Yes, and I saw that TED Talk as well about 10 years ago. So when thankfully I did see it, because that was the first warning sign to me that he was in charge of trying to get these clot shots out to people. So I knew
absolutely
his agenda, and thankfully I had the foresight not to go down that path.
Well, I'm glad. Rondi, we talk for about 24 minutes every week about all these different topics, and I'm so sad that women did not do their homework first before they got the clot shot. They trusted people that shouldn't be trusted. They believed that something had happened that had never happened before. That would be developing a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. That's never happened. It never will happen, will it?
No, it takes at least 10 to 12 years or more to find the safety in a vaccine or any drug, really.
Exactly. Because first they go through the animal trials, and, of course, COVID-19 is a coronavirus. Imagine the billions of dollars you could make if the common cold is a coronavirus. If you could have a vaccine for the common cold, you'd be buying 200-foot yachts. I mean, if you were able to do that, on one hand. On the other, every attempt for decades never got past the animal trials, because every attempt to make a coronavirus vaccine ended in the animals all dying. They never got past the animal trials, did they?
Yes, I've read all those studies as well, and they did not get past that, yet they approved it for human
and
use.
And they didn't this time. Okay. I have a meme on my website. It's one of the first things you see. Or I'll pull this up here real quick. And we got two mice. One mouse is talking to the other mouse, and one mouse asks the other mouse, "Are you getting the vaccine?" The other mouse responds, "I'm going to wait until the human trials are over."
yeah.
You know, the reason it's funny is because it's true, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's. I hate to laugh about it, but people need to wake up. Even now, they need to wake up and stop listening to mainstream media and all of the commercial and ads about getting the booster and then getting the flu shot and then getting the all the other vaccines and the shingle shot. You know, they are all connected.
They are. Well, it was December, this 3 months ago, my daughter informed me that her husband, the 16-year-old twins, all got the claw shot and three boosters. And she says, "Oh, Dad, I didn't want to worry you. That's why I didn't tell you." They're toast. I don't know what's going to happen to them. The effects may run from zero effects to death, with a lot of really bad things in between, couldn't they, Rhonda?
Yes, and I'm really sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that news.
I would love to bring my bride out there to meet my daughter, but for the time being, that's not going to happen. If I did go, I would not be a guest in her home. I'm not going to reside in a home where people are shedding spike proteins. I would stay at a hotel and maybe meet them in a public place with lots of fresh air and sunshine to avoid the spike proteins. But even that's not definite. The good news is my 26-year-old grandson did not get the clot shot. I'm not sure what to attribute it to. I was his surrogate father for his young life between 3 and 6 years old. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but he reached his own conclusion to not get the clot shot, thank goodness. So at least I'll have somebody to survive me in my bloodline.
Yeah, I have two brothers that got it, and their girlfriends got it as well. But I have an older brother, his wife, and two kids that did not get it. So thankfully, they listened to me and did their own due diligence about what is really going on.
Well, I have a bunch of nieces and nephews that all got it. One nephew that did not. Both my brothers got it. The wife of the one brother, she got it. The consequence of this is going to be devastating to the country for decades in the future, won't it?
Yes, my older brother went and got his eyes checked and went to his eye doctor, and her father had gotten it, her mother had gotten it. They have both since passed, and his eye doctor told him that because he didn't get the shot that he's going to live a very long life compared to her, because she did get it, and, you know, she regrets it. She knows for a fact what's coming down the pike.
Well, I know at least one doctor, a doctor in Germany, I believe, once he determined to his own satisfaction that his recommendation at the clot shot was killing his patients, he committed suicide. Now, suicide is a very tragic situation, but I can see how an educated person, a medical doctor, who they went into that profession wanting to help people, I could see how they could come to the conclusion that their recommendation was murdering their patients and decide to commit suicide after they've reached that conclusion. I can see how that people could reach that conclusion, can't you, Rhonda?
Absolutely. And I think that there's a lot of people that, upon finding out what they did to themselves, have a feeling of despair, but I think there's always hope, and I think that there's going to be things that can turn things around. I think I've been seeing some articles on detox and some products that are homeopathic, like LifeVantage, that are plant-based, that are helping with people's immune systems and helping people not go down the path of the darkness that the clot shots can bring.
Well, I can see other healthcare professionals, nurses and doctors, once they find out they've been murdering their patients, possibly give up their medical profession and become a taxi driver or go into farming as a way of getting away from the direct day-to-day knowledge of what they did to people, murdering these people. It would be a tough burden to bear. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And we are back. Rhonda, if people want to check out the LifeVantage products, they can go to my website. Under products, they'll find LifeVantage. It's easy to get started. We like to talk about Protandim Nrf2, which I take every day myself. It helps me with my levels of energy, and it's something that accumulates in the system, isn't it?
It is. It's. I've been taking it for 13 years. It's all plant-based. The ingredients are ashwagandha, bacopa, green tea, milk thistle, and turmeric. It reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, and I will never stop taking it because I think that's been the saving grace in my family and my life for the last 3 years.
And as I mentioned earlier, I got a bag full of the Axio packets, one packet per quart. I drink a quart during my show Monday through Friday. It's a healthy energy drink. I got the sour cherry version, and it has an adult flavor. It's not a tutti frutti sweet thing that children would like, although I guess children may like it, but it's an adult flavor, isn't it?
Yes, sour cherry is delicious. Dragon fruit is a great flavor. They're all yummy. I drink the green grape every morning. It just starts my day on a good note. And I also take the Icy Bright. I use the skincare. I use a lot of their other products. And it's just an incredible company with incredible products. And the science.
Well, once you try, right. And once you try it and like it, you might want to start a home-based business and sell the products to relatives, friends, neighbors, co-workers, people to go to church with. Once people get get the knowledge of how good these products are, they're going to want to help others, aren't they?
Yes, I would hope so. I'm here to help people, and I think that your show is a great way to get messages out that people need to hear.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Well, Rondi, ski season goes, what, there, another 5-6 weeks or so?
We go until around Easter time or maybe a couple weeks after because Easter is early this year. And then some of the areas are open until Memorial Day.
All right. All right. Well, we always look forward to getting updates on what's going on in your neighborhood. Do you have any elections coming up there next month in April?
Not right now, not in my county. I know the Denver mayor race is going on, though. That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, well, Denver is a real woke area of Colorado, isn't it?
It is, and there's a bunch of very odd candidates.
I read where the Denver School District fired all the school resource people, and after some school people were shot, they brought them all back the same day. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy city, like Chicago.
Yeah, it is. Rondi, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
God bless you and God bless America.
That's it for the day and the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearm, your ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe day and weekend. And God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri. The lovely large state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.